Report, Biden admin, tanking with Hispanics, to discuss blocking refugees with Cuba. By Francis Martel on April 19, 2022. The Reuters news agency reported on Monday that the administration of President Joe Biden has scheduled a meeting with representatives of the Communist Party of Cuba to discuss migration concerns. Namely, to convince the regime to take back members of an ethnic group that, in America, disproportionately votes Republican. The Castro regime, now under figurehead President Miguel Díaz-Canel, has launched a wave of violent repression ongoing for over half a year following the nationwide anti-communist protests on July 11, 2021. Violent police home raids and mass arrests leading to trials of as many as 30 people at once have become commonplace, as well as the sentencing of children to decades in prison for shouting anti-communist slogans or using a mobile phone to film a protest. The result has been an increase in the number of Cubans trying to flee the island. As President Barack Obama, whom Biden served as vice president, repealed the long-standing wet-foot-slash-dry-foot policy that allowed Cubans traveling by sea to stay in America, Cubans have been increasingly flying to Central and South America and making the dangerous land trek up to the southern American border, where they can request asylum. Potential negotiations with the Castro regime are likely to outrage Hispanic Americans who, polls show, are extremely concerned about the Democrat Party's embrace of socialist ideology and whose approval of Biden hit record lows last week. Reuters, citing people familiar with the matter, claimed on Monday that a meeting is scheduled between representatives of the bloody Castro regime and the Biden administration on Thursday. The United States wants Cuba to take back more deportees from among the record numbers of Cubans arriving at the U.S.-Mexican border, according to a U.S. official and another source. Speaking on condition of anonymity, Reuters claimed. The State Department reportedly justified the exchange by stating to Reuters, "We regularly engage with Cuban officials on issues of importance to the U.S. government, such as human rights and migration." The Assembly of the Cuban Resistance, a coalition of pro-democracy organizations on and off the island, condemned the reported meeting in a statement obtained by Breitbart News on Tuesday. The Assembly of the Cuban Resistance expresses its rejection of the announcement of the beginning of migration negotiations between the government of the United States and the communist tyranny of Cuba, the statement read. The Castro regime is a human rights violator that has committed and continues to commit crimes against humanity. The exchange at a negotiating level of this kind less than a year after the popular rebellion of July 11 in Cuba, with a subsequent series of mass trials and sentencing of protesters, constitutes a true gift to a dictatorship that should be punished for its oppression of the Cuban people, the Assembly affirmed. These negotiations send a message of weakness and not of support to the Cuban people at a time in which the struggle for freedom progressively grows in the country. The Assembly also expressed concern that the Castro regime was deliberately attempting to expunge the island of would-be dissidents to cement its stranglehold on power after a wave of protests unseen in decades. Migration towards the United States, particularly under Democrat administrations, has been used so many times by the Castro dictatorship as a political weapon that it has sadly become a predictable move, the group asserted. The United States shouldn't capitulate before this blackmail. The presence of Cubans at the southern border is a historical anomaly created by Obama's policies, fueling profits for the notorious coyote human traffickers throughout Mexico and Central America. These coyotes now have thousands of new customers who, in previous years, would have attempted the 90-mile trek by sea to Florida. Among those leaving Cuba have been prominent dissidents with documented instances of suffering repression. In one notable case, a man beaten by half a dozen state security agents on camera in front of thousands of people at Cuba's Communist May Day parade in 2017, whom the Castro regime abducted and forced onto a plane out of the country. Cuban Prisoners Defenders, an NGO that advocates for Cuban pro-democracy dissidents, with the Patmos Institute and the Foundation for Pan-American Democracy, published the report in 2019 finding hundreds of examples of dissidents violently forced out of the country to prevent them from spreading anti-communist ideas on the island. The report warned that the examples confirmed were likely a small sample of those the regime has used forced expatriation against, and the number is likely far higher than hundreds. These cases may have significantly risen after the July protests. Estimates suggest as many as 187,000 people took to the streets to protest on July 11, 2021, demanding an end to the 63-year-old communist regime. The Communist Party responded with violent door-to-door raids. In one instance, shooting a man in his living room in front of his twin toddlers. And mass trials that have resulted in sentences as high as 20 years in prison for children accused of participating in protests. The Biden administration is allegedly attempting to convince the communist regime to take back Cubans as Biden's support among Hispanics collapses. Concerns about Democrats' conciliatory attitude towards socialism fueled growing support for the Republican Party in the 2020 election that has erupted into what appears to be a mass exodus of Hispanic Americans from the Democrat Party. A poll published last week by Quinnipiac University found that only 26% of Hispanic Americans approve of Biden's performance. 31% of Anglo-Americans support Biden. The number is a record low for Biden with Hispanics. Hispanic voters, not just Cuban Americans, have expressed outsized concern compared to other voting blocs about the Democrats' attitude towards socialism and communism. Yet Biden's poll numbers, and general support for Democrats, have been consistently lower with Hispanic Americans than non-Hispanic Americans after a host of missteps, only some of them related to placating violent socialists. Among those actions since the 2020 election are declaring war on Hispanic food brand Goya, attempting to impose the use of the term Latinx on Hispanics without regard to the fact that it is not pronounceable in Spanish, and sending a delegation to visit socialist Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro to reportedly discuss enriching the regime by buying its oil. The latter caused particular outrage in Florida, home to a large percentage of Maduro regime refugees unsympathetic to left-wing attitudes towards Maduro. "We have a number of Venezuelan Americans who, like many Americans and, I know, a lot of Floridians, are very angered by the Biden administration's recent attempt to legitimize the brutal Maduro regime in Venezuela," Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said in March, following the confirmation of Biden's delegation to Caracas. "This is something that has unfortunately become part of a pattern with the Biden administration. I think if you look at people throughout South Florida that have connections in different countries in the Western Hemisphere, what we see from the Biden administration is basically thumbing their nose at millions of people here in our state." Economic failures, and inflation in particular, are also driving Hispanic Americans away from the Democrats, a poll revealed in late March. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.